What do you see as the biggest priority for health in Kansas City right now?
Well, I think one of the biggest priorities is we have to change our narrative of how we even view or think about health. Some folks think about health as we're a consumer and we purchase health from an illness care provider and we need to make enough money to buy insurance and or to pay for that care, as opposed to understanding that, no, health is largely determined by the social conditions in which we're living. Are our environments safe and healthy? Are we exposed to other people's tobacco smoke? The homicide rates? Do people have access to healthy grocery stores? All those things make a big difference. If I had to prioritize, it would probably be that voters need to understand that all these policies, whether or not we have a livable wage for folks, whether or not there are predatory lenders out there, you know, how we treat other folks in these policies impact our health day to day.
So what is holding Kansas City back in health?
Well, we're making some progress in several areas, but where we've not dealt with issues have been some of our long, unfortunately, traditions that started back decades ago in regards to the blockbusting and redlining and various things that occurred in regards to making certain neighborhoods unstable, dropping the property values in those neighborhoods. Then there's no property tax to support the schools. So one of the things that should change is nationally we should be changing how we fund education. It shouldn't be based solely on property taxes so that the wealthy areas of the city have resources and the poorer areas don't.
And I wonder, how do you see politics affecting health right now?
One of the biggest impacts of population health is the disparity between those that have and those that don't. And so when you look at the countries that have the longest life expectancy, they have less accumulation of wealth at the top and more of a middle class or a protection for folks through the whole system. So it's those inequity issues. An infant born in a zip code in Kansas City, Missouri, where the average family income in that entire zip code is under $40,000, is five times likely to not make it to age one than an infant that's born in a zip code where the average income is over $80,000 for that zip code.
In Missouri right now, the debate over Medicaid expansion is kind of ramping up again. I wonder, what's your take on that?
There is almost no reason that I can think of to not expand Medicaid. There are reasons that are given, but most of those fall pretty hollow or don't really ring true. All of us that have private insurance of some form or another are paying more for that private insurance because of cost shifting. The hospitals, the doctors have to find resources to pay for the folks that aren't able to pay. We're even paying the federal taxes, but they're not coming back to the state for our own folks to benefit and to create jobs. So just on a pure economic, no other reason, it is very foolish to not be participating in Medicaid expansion. And we've lost jobs to other states because we haven't done it.
Obesity continues to be a big problem in both Kansas and Missouri, along with the rest of the Midwest and the rest of the country. What can we do to change that?
When we falsely subsidize production of corn and sugar and keep those prices low, but aren't doing that with fruits and vegetables, when the lobbyists fight to keep our school menus unhealthy and aren't pushing for healthier products, when we don't differentially tax higher sugar concentrations, beverages, or those kinds of things, you know, we're paying for this through the policies that we implement. There are ways that we could turn this around, but you know, are we going to do it or not in enough time?
Dr. Rex Archer, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.